way you and I live, how we behave, how we present, has a lot to do with whether or not people perceive us as being credible, especially, let me say, when we start giving them advice. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. No one likes a hypocrite, right? And yet hypocrisy, that mismatch between what people pretend to be and who they really are, it seems to abound in this world. I was in a supermarket recently and they had an information man, you know, the guy wearing the red sash who can help you find things. Great stuff. But when I looked at him, he was disinterested, slouching, his shirt was grubby and wrinkled and not even tucked in properly. The only thing he seemed to be interested in was leering at the young women as they passed by. To tell you the truth, he's the last person I would have gone to for advice. I wonder sometimes if we're not tempted to live our lives a bit like that. It's obvious to everyone that we don't have our act together, yet we want to be shelling out advice to others. It's a bit like having a log in your eye and yet telling your neighbour that they have a speck in theirs. Luke chapter 6, verses 41 and 42. Why do you notice the small piece of dust that's in your friend's eye, but you don't see the big piece of wood that's in your own eye? You say to your friend, "Let me get that little piece of dust out of your eye." Why do you say that? Can't you see that big piece of wood in your own eye? You're a hypocrite. First, take the wood out of your own eye, then you'll be able to see clearly to get the dust out of your friend's eye. Let's call a spade here. No one likes a hypocrite. Don't be that guy. That's God's Word, fresh for you today. Yeah, I know, God's Word can be confronting some days, but let's be honest, some days that's precisely what we need to hear to get our lives on the right track. So let me encourage you to stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and head to the Media Lounge, where you'll literally find thousands of messages on all sorts of different subjects, conveniently arranged so that you can find exactly the teaching that you need for today. Again, you'll find the Media Lounge at ChristianityWorks.com.